The county council meeting at the Trollville Courthouse starts at 1:50 p.m. Wednesday with a work session. They will receive an update from Mountain Regional coming a year after the Water District joined with Park City, Summit Water, and the Weber Basin Water District under a regional water compact. County Manager Bob Jasper said Mountain Regional is looking at a $2 million bond to fund an interconnection with the systems of Park City and Summit Water.
That agreement specified that we would work together, and the county's doing voting most of the financing to do an interconnect, so all the water systems are interconnected. So if one goes down, we can turn valves and there'll still be water to neighborhoods. That's an important one. Or if one gets degraded by some environmental issues, so we're working. We have to come up with the financing and work to do a major interconnect. That's a big issue.
In their formal agenda, starting at 4 p.m., the council will consider approving the grants recommended by citizen committees, first for the cultural wrap tax and the county's 1% restaurant tax. Last week, council member Roger Armstrong suggested that for the future, they should look at helping restaurant tax recipients on the east side and shave a little off the grants that go to the bigger, longer-established west side recipients. We asked Jasper his take about that.
I think the committee is the major they recommend. The council can change. In the 5 years that I've been here, they've only made one change between the two committees, the council. So I think that's worth consideration. Money does go to east side entities now for both recreation, particularly recreation, but recreation and cultural type grants. So it's not that it's not happening now.
The council will also look at two proposals to amend the development codes on both sides of the county to impose some regulation on oil pipelines. With the proposal from Tesoro for an Eastside County pipeline in front of the council, the amendments would address, quote, hazardous liquids or materials transmission.
We've looked at what lots of other counties have done, and right now it's the only regulation comes from the Forest Service through the NEPA, the National Environmental Protection Act process. And we want some home rule, as you – I don't know how else to describe it. We want the ability to regulate. In particular, I think the council is very concerned that we keep it away from wetlands and we keep it away from rivers and streams. And to some degree, they're following a 1950s Standard Oil pipeline, which is easier for them, but that may not be better for our community.
At this point, the amendments to the code would be temporary.
Because under state law, it has to go through the Planning Commission. So this will be in effect for 6 months, and we'll take the same document, move it through the Planning Commission, look at adopting a permanent ordinance.
Yeah, but given that Tesoro already has the power of eminent domain, does it even matter that you have these ordinances on the book? Sounds like they can just do whatever.
Well, we don't think they can do whatever they want. We think this gives us the regulatory tools to work with them, and we believe it's responsive to our community and our citizenry to have the ability to regulate.
Finally, the July holidays are just around the corner. This year, Jasper said, they're not looking to restrict or prohibit fireworks.
You know, there are Boy Scout troops and everyone in the world that sells fireworks, and it's a national holiday. We need to do it and have done it in the past when we've had real dry years. This is not a dry year. We feel that things are reasonably safe to have fireworks this year.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.